Good afternoon to you. Richard Fair with you here on this Thursday afternoon. And we're live today. We brought Studio 6 to Audsall Hall, which is a spooky place. And today it's quite windy outside and the bits of it are rattling and you can hear this sort of strange whistling noise. And I don't really know whether it is the wind, but it's something unknown going on in the bedroom, which is not too far from where I'm standing. But more about the ghosts and the history of Audsall Hall very shortly, including some music. We've got somebody on hand who's going to teach us how to play some traditional Tudor music. And I can't wait for that, to be quite honest. So all that to come. And also music this afternoon from The Corrs and Womack and Queen. So lots to do, lots to talk about. But first of all, I blog, therefore I am. Now, I'm sure that's a phrase that is humorously bandied about the internet. But why do people blog? We even have our own BBC Manchester blog that I contribute to regularly, looking at the Manchester blogging community. And over the coming weeks, we'll be having a regular look at what people in Manchester are blogging about and why they do blog. First up is Julia, who's with me now. Julia, blogging is the thing. When did you first start blogging?
I first started blogging in August 2006, and I pondered on the idea for quite a while before then. I wasn't very keen on it because blogging to me was like mostly like either online journalism or, online diary. And I wasn't particularly keen on either because I'm a writer, so I wanted more literary content. And then I began to research into it, and I just felt that I really, really found the way to put my thoughts to screen, and that's how I started.
And who are you expecting to be reading this?
Anyone who's interested in literature, first of all, because I blog a lot about the books I read, the authors I find interesting and I want people to discover and to read. But also I've got posts on my personal experiences, what I experienced in England, what I experienced back in Russia, and also about cinema and music and so and news as well. So I'm sure people will find it quite interesting to read.
The thing that fascinates me, and I blog myself, and it's this sort of arrogance that the bloggers have, that they expect people to read what they write and be interested in it.
Yeah, well, George Orwell, I think, he said that a writer needs to be vain if he wants to succeed in what he's doing. So, and because blogging is more or less about writing, I think that's why we're so arrogant and that's why we expect people to actually take time and look at what we contribute our free time to, you know.
I can understand that. I mean, you say that some of the stuff that you blog about are books that you read and perhaps some research that you've been doing. Yes, I can understand that, and that might be of interest to other people who are doing similar research or interested in the things that you're interested in. But what about the personal side of it, and how far do you go writing about yourself?
How far I go? Well, I'll be honest, I'm not very interested in writing what I had for breakfast or what time I get up, because I really don't think it tells anything about me. But obviously if something happens on the news, something interesting, and I want to look at it to make a point, I certainly do.
But you write under a pseudonym, don't you? So people don't really know who it is that's writing anyway.
Yeah, but we don't know very... I mean, sometimes it depends on the author, what they want to tell about themselves. And I think it's the choice we have to make. You know, either you want to be a sort of celebrity when people know everything about you, what you do, and who you do it with. Or you contribute your time and your kind of strengths to writing about things that you think will be more worthwhile.
You mentioned that originally you're from Russia.
Yes.
And you're now living in Manchester.
Yeah.
So do you write about those days when you were in Russia, or is it all about Manchester and just the things you're doing now?
No, I write about those days back in Russia, and I had a post on the blog, it's called Acclimatized, and it dawned on me that after 3 years in Manchester, I really became acclimatized. I mean, when I first arrived, I found it quite cold. Not cold as such, not as cold as in Russia.
I was going to say, compared to Russia.
Yeah, well, in winter. But, I mean, there was no snow, but it was raining all the time. And also, obviously, in September, I felt like it's probably a bit too warm. And then in November, in December, it was quite cold. But, like I say, 3 years down the line, I just realized I get dressed like all ordinary Englishmen. And I thought, well, what's going to happen if I go back to Russia? I'll probably have to wear two fur coats, you know, in winter. Seriously.
Now, you were rather excited when I said to you, come and join us today at Ortall Hall, because the Tudor period is something you studied.
Yes, yeah, I'm a Tudor scholar. I spent, seven, 8 years studying it. And it's an amazing period. I honestly don't think I would choose any other one. I opted for Tudor because I wanted to study early modern history. And I loved England all my life. So that's how Tudor came became the choice. But
what you learned, you studied Tudor times in England. Has that really given you a foundation for living in the life in the 21st century?
Well, to some extent, yeah.
We've progressed a bit since those days.
Oh, yes, we did. You did. You did very well. It's amazing, and especially the ghosts. You know, people there were interested in ghosts, and they believed in it. And, you know, they've got a ghost cam here in Ortall Hall. In fact, I read today on the news that in the 17th century England, people were seriously afraid of being killed by
fairies. But it's interesting, isn't it? You've got a beautiful building like this, but the thing that everybody talks about, the ghosts, which, well, you know, might not see. You might not even be here.
No, I especially like the ghost cam shots that they've put up on the website of Ortall Hall, and dozens and dozens of them, and you're actually invited to browse them and to see if you find a ghost.
Well, we should go looking for ghosts a little bit later on. And Julia, because you're interested in Tudor, in around about 10 minutes' time, we're going to be taught how to play some Tudor instruments. Do you want to hang around and be a part of our band?
Absolutely. We can then try and sing Greensleeves.
Okay, and if you're interested in reading Julia's blog, if you go to the BBC Manchester blog, which is bbc.co.uk/Manchester, you can find a link there and you can read a little bit more about Julia.
Thank you, Richard.